This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All this garbage about do or die, or about more about like bust, you know, Super Bowl or bust, all that kind of stuff. It's just so phony. I mean, anybody that says something like that has never actually accomplished anything, because they understand it's about process and it's about who you become. You know, you want to win a championship, you got to become a champion. You got to be a champion. You got to do the things that champions do. And then you go in there and fight and you let the chips fly and see if you can win it. And that's what we've been doing. You know, our guys have been doing that at a championship level. We haven't won the championship yet. Okay? Is that going to be in our future? Who knows? Mm-hmm. No one knows the future. No one's given. We're not given to know the future. Read your Bible, you know. But we are given to take care of the day and today. And what the moment, and be in the moment, and to you know, take care of one another, have each other's back, share a vision, share an understanding, fight as hard as you can, you know, for that vision, that understanding, for that brotherhood, for one another, and then, you know, let the chips fly. And that's what our guys are going to do.
So that's John Harbaugh, I guess, not happy with the Super Bowl or bust, and you can't predict the future, but they're going to play at a championship level. That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win a championship.
Scripture says only one team will hold the Lombardi Trophy at the end of the year.
Which book is that?
That's
New Testament.
That's Lombardi, Leviticus 59.
But the good book, just the same. What do you expect to learn from this Ravens team this summer?
There's always going to be the sort of workout warrior, like, you know, mighty man of the summers who pop up. And usually it doesn't amount to much in the regular season, but we'll have those sort of storylines, right? Because so few veterans play in the preseason anymore. It is the land of opportunity for guys on the fringes to really show up when you know, people are watching. As much as we crap on preseason football, and it is exhibition garbage by and large, which means their 20 whatever one straight wins is total garbage too.
Much stop.
It's total garbage.
Hey, remember the Commanders' reaction when they broke that streak?
Imagine what were they even That's the Commanders then?
They might have been
what
the football
were they even
team.
Called then? They take that for team. What it's worth. Yeah. Did they even have a nickname?
Some people say that streak might be better than the Cows.
Yeah. Some people have. People are saying that.
People are saying
Who says that? Bobby Trossett?
People are saying that.
There's clowns everywhere. There's going to be that. We'll be into that because as much as, again, it is largely garbage, we're going to be watching and we're going to be probably making more out of it than we should because it's the NFL and nothing is really kept in proportion. And it is the national pastime. They play less than any other sport and they dominate the sporting news cycles almost 24/7, 365. So that stuff will happen. The special teams and kickers and punters are going to be under a microscope. A new backup quarterback in town is a big deal. We'll probably make too much out of that. I'll have some thoughts about what that might look like from a statistical standpoint and, frankly, how much I don't think it will matter in the end in a six-pack that we'll have later in the show. But, yeah, I mean, we're on the cusp of those sort of storylines, most of which won't resonate into the regular season or have much bearing on the regular season, to start popping up. And are we obsessing about guys like Devontae Welker for some period of time.
Yes.
Right? Probably. Is it the summer of is it the Keaton Mitchell
revival
tour summer, right? Like, and that stuff, look, it's fun and it's good for those people. And if it helps them make the team and have a career, then we're all for it. But the bottom line is, the larger reality is, whether you want to quibble about if it's a Super Bowl roster or not, PFF and others think it is, at this moment in time, the best roster in football, which means it has fewer available slots, barring injury, than most other teams. So I'm not sure how much the summer storylines will amount to, but let's not kid ourselves. It's about, we're on the cusp of the Ravens starting to dominate what we do for a living here, and frankly, where the daily focus is going to be for Baltimore sports fans, because the Orioles have made that decision for you.
It's really great that football's back. I'm sure I can speak for everybody in saying that, but I'll use the word that we were kind of using during Orioles spring training. I think it's going to be a little bit of a boring training camp. Now, it was anything but that, going back to the Grayson Rodriguez day where Hyde wasn't there. And I think
that was fun.
We called it boring, I think, a couple days prior, and then you know what hit the fan.
Chickens home to roost.
But when we're looking at this Ravens team, and this is typically the case when you're talking about a Super Bowl contender, there's not a ton of spots up for grabs. There's not a ton of position battles. If you want to get worked up at left guard, if you want to get worked up at maybe defensive line, edge, who's going to show up there? Really, the biggest one for me, arguably, is kicker, because it's the first kicking competition that this franchise has had going back to 2012. Mm-hmm. But it's more about the depth pieces. It's more about the young guys. It's the draft class to me. And we know how this franchise loves hanging on to at least one undrafted rookie free agent. It's 20.
Bone, it's not by design. It just happens that way. That is not written in Lombardi Leviticus 59:59. That just happens. That's not foretold in scripture.
Yeah. To take that a step further, it's just they're that good at scouting.
Yes.
They find guys every year.
It was 20 of the past 21. I remember the one year Eric DaCosta said if he knew about the streak, he would have kept it going.
Yeah.
Because that was a couple of years ago. Yeah. But
it's going to take an injury this year.
Oh, no, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough because this is
He knew how many guys he signed between $1 and $3 million between 2020 and 2023, but he didn't know about that streak. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, so we are going to get reports as the Ravens will be on the field for their second day of training camp as things have kicked off at One Winning Drive, but that means it's a big Thursday show. Guest-wise, we'll talk trade deadline, Orioles, Major League Baseball, with Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn at 2:30. And what would a Thursday be without DraftKings' Lucy Birch at 4?
I was reading today, I guess ESPN Properties is grabbing all the UNC games because they think like it's going.
It's like Colorado. Yes. Yeah.
So that. Usually there's once you get past the top games, like most stations give away games now because they're like, the ratings are going to be so poor, we'd rather run an infomercial than run this game that we're obligated to have. Whereas for UNC, which let's face it, has been a secondary football program for a long time, because of the whole Belichick of it all, there's now like ESPN wants to secure the rights to as many UNC games, whether they air them on the ACC channel or whatever.
Yeah, they've got 8
as
of
they
10
possibly
at least.
Can. I found that interesting.
Yeah.
And the Burge is obviously our Boston correspondent, our Belichick correspondent, our Brady correspondent.
Our nonsense
our
correspondent.
Our pop culture correspondent. Our Don Queen correspondent. She like somebody that hit a home run today.
Yes. Our Cheddarhead correspondent.
Cheddarhead.
Big fan of Cheddarhead. But yeah, coming up next, Ravens off the practice field yesterday. John Harbaugh, Derrick Henry, Roquan Smith. They spoke. We'll hear from them next here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
From the Fan.
Well, we're just trying to have a great day, today, you know, and we have a lot of goals in terms of what we're trying to do specifically with our offense. You know, we're trying to get better at 1,000 different things that apply to what we're trying to do, and we're trying to be very intentional about working on the things that are going to apply in games during the season, practice what we're going to use during the season. That's kind of an advantage probably year three going into it, where we have a really good handle on who we are, what our guys are good at, and our identity, if you want to call it that, the type of offense we want to run. So let's get to work on getting good at it, because it's more about being good at what you do than what you do. If we can be great at what we do, then we got a chance to be successful.
So that's John Harbaugh yesterday, and we talked about how, assuming there's no injuries, and knock on wood that there are no injuries, it could be a boring training camp, boring summer as we head into the season. But that's Harb's talking about knowing who we are as a team, Jason.
I mean, I think they know who they are more than most teams. I think they've got a pretty easily sort of definable belief system. We know there's going to be volume and multiplicity in the run game. We know, especially with Chuck Pagano, who's been here before, back in the fold, what's expected of the defense. We know that special teams has to be a lot better, but there's not, like we talked about in the open, there's not a ton of jobs at stake here. There's not a ton of palace intrigue. There's not a, I mean, who's the most significant new pieces from the outside, in part because they didn't really spend any money on anybody, is the backup quarterback and the number 3.5 wide receiver.
Got a corner.
And Jair. And Jair
fell
Alexander.
In their lap.
So, yeah, it's not like they're integrating a new center or they're integrating a new middle linebacker who's going to wear the dot for the first time and has to figure some things out. It's plug and play.
The offense, you're basically running back the same exact offense as last year. Minus Patrick McCary, in comes DeAndre Hopkins. Defensively, you made some additions, whether it's through the draft with, you know, Malachi Starks, Mike Green, bringing in Jair Alexander, but defensively, it's about getting to that next level, that graduate level course that you like to bring up, Jason, when you're talking about Zach Warren, this defense. I think that and forcing turnovers, that has to be the identity that they've been preaching in OTA's mini camp and will now carry over into training camp.
So you guys both mentioned Jair Alexander, and he had himself what looked like a pretty active first day in a Ravens uniform, though it was training camp practice with no pads. But Harbs talks about his new corner.
I thought he looked good. I mean, he had a heck of a play on the sideline there. So important, both sides of the ball, to make plays on the outside throwing lane, that part of the field. You know, from what we call the red line to the sideline, or anything in that area. You know, games are won and lost in that area. It's your ability to play single high, making plays on either side or attacking single high. So that's something that's going to be a point of emphasis for us. I thought our DBs did a real nice job today, and we made some nice, one or two nice plays at wide receiver too, and some good throws. So that's important.
I might be foreshadowing some of my six-pack later, but it feels like fans care about two things during training camp. There's always a guy that has less than 0% chance to make the team that will flash at camp that fans will get attached to. And the other side of that coin is the names they know that might be past their prime that the Ravens latch on, they get excited about. And Jair Alexander and DeAndre Hopkins are those two guys here.
Yeah, I mean, look, one of them is, I mean, I don't think a Jair Alexander is over the hill.
It's more injuries than him, but yeah. But there's a reason why he's available.
Playing more than 8 games a year. I mean, I don't think, like, my goal isn't to keep Jair Alexander on a pitch count. Like, that, you know what I mean? Like, so to me, it's kind of two different things. Like, I mean, if Jair Alexander, he's at worst the second best corner on this team, and he's going to be on the football field pretty much all the time unless he gets hurt. I'm trying to exact as much value from him as possible, because this is a get right, like bounce back financial season for him. Like, so I he ain't gonna be here next year.
No.
So, like, not if they keep drafting all these corners, they're not gonna pay him too. So that's where I am with him. With D-Hop, I think that's a little bit more of a bubble wrap situation for me, and as necessary through the course of the season.
Sure. Hopkins is more of a complimentary piece, where Jair Alexander, he's 28 years old.
Yeah.
And if his season goes how he hopes and the Ravens hope, he's going to be one of the better value signings this entire offseason at just $4 million because he has that all-pro pedigree. If he balls out this year, he's going to get paid one last time with a nice contract this upcoming offseason.
Let's hear from Derrick Henry. He spoke yesterday and talks about room to improve for the offense in 2025.
There's always room to grow, room to improve, and that's why you had training camp, the offseason, to focus on those things and continue to hound on those things, hold each other accountable on the field, in meetings, leaders step up, guys pushing each other each and every day on all three phases of the ball. And that's what we focus on, growth, getting better every day, making each other better every day, and see where it takes us.
Tell you one thing, he won't stop working. That's for damn sure. As we were blessed with another offseason of crazy Derrick Henry workouts videos that
his,
we saw.
His workout ethic is close to Jason on the Peloton.
Yes.
Not quite Jason.
I've never,
tonight.
But you know
I
what?
Would never I never mention those things in the same breath.
Bone, to your
that's
point,
just me.
I don't think Derrick Henry's doing the metal.
No,
Derrick Henry could destroy me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Stop.
He could destroy you in the weight room, but the Peloton.
Maybe I think
he could hang with the beginner course or whatever, but not with the crazy teacher.
No. I look, I'm sure his cardio is just fine.
You think?
Yeah.
If he didn't lose
give him some pointers.
That 90-yard touchdown,
I would give nobody 80 yarders. I do my own thing. I stay in my own lane.
More from Derrick Henry. Him. Yes, it's a very fast lane.
I mean, it's not slow.
It's like the Autobahn.
I'll say that. I'm not saying it's fast.
It's pretty fast.
But it's not slow.
And word on the street's fast. Derrick Henry was a teammate with DeAndre Hopkins in Tennessee.
30-minute PR yesterday. And if you want to bring it up,
we did.
You want to bring it up? Yeah. I'll take it.
Hey, I'm watching Bosch on the elliptical. Derrick Henry reuniting with DeAndre Hopkins.
D-Hop's like a brother. I played with him in Tennessee, so you know we know each other everywhere. You know, just chatting it up. Just we happy to be back together, playing football, being out here, and you know, just building chemistry with one another.
Brothers reunited in Baltimore, D-Hop and Derrick Henry.
Unfinished business.
They both got one goal.
It's
and
the unfinished
the
business tour.
Yeah. Hey, I want to hear one more. Roquan Smith, cut 38, Beltway Ben. Roquan talks about working with new inside linebackers coach Tyler Santucci.
I think it goes back to probably coaching in college as long as he's there, which I think he's a really good teacher, able to break things down for the guys. And like in the simplest terms, and like, you know, have your guys and technique as well. That's a big thing of his. So I think he's a great addition to the staff. I'm excited to continue to keep getting to know him and just what he's all about. I know he's a great dude, and yeah, I have a ton of respect for him.
Obviously, he replaces Mark DeLeon, where the whispers got louder that he stunk a year ago. So Tyler Santucci, a lot of eyeballs will be on him this year.
Well, I mean, like they had a $20 million linebacker who played like an $8 million linebacker. So that's probably, and they had a draft pick who they spent a lot of time whispering and maybe even not quite yelling, but maybe whispering and gesturing at the same time about, and Trenton Simpson. Yeah, like they weren't, right? It's kind of like hey. Like point of view, that guy's pretty good. We think that guy's pretty good. Like you put it in your words, don't put it in ours. But yeah. Like we think we hit a home run there. And then that kid was playing 90% of the snaps until he got benched for the second half of the year. So yeah, that's suboptimal, and that results in coaches being let go. And again, the real question to ask is why were they there at the start of the season anyway, and who's that on? That's on Harbs.
That's a very good question. Coming up next.
Not on Zach Orr.
Yeah, no.
That's on Harbs.
We will switch to baseball, and we'll get you an Orioles update. They're playing a day game, trying to avoid the sweep in Cleveland in a few minutes. But coming up next, trade deadline's a week away. It's Tony Gwynn Jr. thing. He's Odyssey MLB insider. What do you think the big moves are going to be made in the next week? And what about the Orioles? We'll talk to Tony Gwynn Jr. next here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Orioles and Guardians tied at 3. We'll keep you updated on that as we go. Orioles trying to avoid the sweep, but let's talk some baseball now as we head up to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. We're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Tony Gwynn Jr. Junior, insider calls are brought to you by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And Tony, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Orioles, they're not good and they're not healthy. Felix Bautista just put on the IL, and we have talked on this show about probably, if you want to get a big return, trading Felix Bautista. I don't think they were going to anyway, but with him out 15 days, that probably went out the window as well. How aggressive do you think the Orioles are going to be as we get to the deadline?
I think they'll be semi-aggressive. I think a guy like O'Hearn could go. I think obviously, you know, with the IL move today, that takes them off the board. And yeah. So, I think you're looking at O'Hearn. I think you're looking at possibly Liriano, who I think would be a sneaky good pickup for a team competing down the stretch. I don't know that, you know, outside of those two, is there an appetite for the others, and, you know, do they want to move the other guys? I mean, Cedric Mullins hasn't had that great of a season.
No.
I don't know what the interest will be on him, but I would say those two guys are probably the two guys that most teams are coveting right now.
Seems to me that the Arizona Diamondbacks might be in position to start dominating the MLB news cycle here the next week, right? I mean, you're talking about Naylor, sounds like he's gone. Suarez sounds like he's gone. Merrill Kelly sounds like he's gone. Zach Gallen's not having a Zach Gallen year, but I mean, compared to what's out there on the pitching market, I think they're going to do pretty well. Like, are they about to reshape their franchise, perhaps in a way that us Oriole fans wish the Orioles were in position to?
Yeah, I think, I mean, just by the way that the contracts kind of lay out for their premier guy, mm-hmm. yeah, I think they have reached the point where, and I think they reached this maybe last week before, you know, getting swept in this last series. They just have so many guys that are on one-year deals that are not on 1 year. They have one year remaining right. in their deal. That you know, they're two, and they're really good players. You mentioned Naylor. He's a guy who came in and, you know, he had some pretty big shoes to fill in Christian Walker, and yep. he's done that and some. So he's having a terrific year. And then you mentioned guys who are towards the front line of a rotation and Merrill Kelly, Zach Gallen. Zach hasn't thrown the ball that well this year, but nonetheless, in the same way that Sandy Alcantara is going to be coveted with that type of arm talent, teams are going to try to go get him. And I think the Diamondbacks are in position to, I think, make themselves better, not only for next year, but years to come, with some of the talent they can bring in with those four or five guys we just talked about.
Tony, let's get to your Padres. We know A.J. Preller is an aggressive GM, and there's rumblings that maybe Dylan Cease could be on the move at the trade deadline. Are you buying that? And how active do you think the Padres will be this year?
I think you have to buy anything as it pertains to A.J. Preller in the way he kind of operates. You know, I know that there is a level in which the Padres don't want to go in terms of that the aprons that, you know, they have above them. But I also know that they're in a win now mode. And so if you're going to move a guy like Dylan Cease, you're probably going to be able to address a couple things that this team needs in order to really make a deep run. He's making about 13.5. And so, you know, there's conversation or there's rumblings of, you know, him going out, possibly an Alcantara coming in. I mean, you start dealing with those type of names, I think it starts to get exciting. We'll see how it goes. I mean, the Padres have been rumored on a lot of different guys, which tells me that it's probably likely that A.J. Preller has made a bunch of calls at this point.
Talking with Tony Gwynn Jr.'s Inside Access here on The Fan. Toronto Blue Jays are four games up on the AL East. They've played 102 games. That means they only got 60 left. Are you buying the Toronto Blue Jays?
I am. I am buying them. Padres went in there earlier this year and got swept. And at that point, the Blue Jays offense wasn't how it's been here as of late. They have really turned it on. And it's without, you know, Vladdy Jr. really having the type of power certain mm-hmm. numbers that he typically has. And so I think you got to buy them right now. I think they could certainly use an arm, I think, to add to that rotation. Offensively, I think they're in a really good spot. I think they play really good baseball. They're pretty fundamentally sound. And I think they're for real. I think they got a legit shot to win that division.
Detroit Tigers, one win in their last 10 games. Flaherty looks like the Flaherty who was in Baltimore a few trade deadlines ago. Mize, right, all the injuries, he's never really quite been built up the way I think they would have loved. The Jackson Jobe injury looks kind of big now. A lot of toll on the bullpen. All of a sudden, their ERA is starting to soar. And I kind of felt like offensively they overproduced for a while. And look, they won at a pace that there was no way that they were going to maintain. But like, it seems like they're still going to win that division, Tony, but is that a team that might need to make a power move or two here in the next 5-6 days?
I don't know if it has to be a power move, but they definitely got to make a move to shore up the pitching side of things, because I think the offense, listen, as you said, you can't keep up that kind of pace all season long. And so it was inevitable that they're going to have a slowdown spot, but The injuries on the pitching side are starting to show up. The innings that that bullpen has had to take on is starting to show up a little bit. And so if you can, you know, I don't know that it has to be a big-time move, but it's got to be something that's strong to kind of shore up the pitching side of it. Because I think when you get into a playoff setting and you can kind of play matchups the way Detroit does, if you got pitching, it makes you a really tough team to deal with, as we saw last year as they made a push there.
I know your answer may change a week from now, but as things currently stand prior to the deadline, how would you handicap that final wild card spot in the NL? Padres have a game and a half lead over the Giants, 2.5 game lead over the Reds.
I mean, listen, I think the way it's sitting right now, I think those three teams will ultimately be the three teams that have those spots. I fully expect the Padres to upgrade in some ways. I know just watching them, they need another bat or two. If they get that, and I can't, like, it's hard to come up with a scenario that they don't. I think that team will run away with that third spot. And, you know, I think the Giants are good, but I don't know that they have enough pitching at the end of the day. I don't know that the Reds organization has the appetite to do what needs to be done in order to reassure that team. I like the three teams as situated right now.
Tony Gwynn Jr., always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We will chat next week.
You guys take care. Thank you.
That was Odyssey MLB Insider Tony Gwynn Jr. with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger is the right product for you. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. Coming up next, we'll update you what's going on Orioles and Guardians game 4 of the 4-game series. And also the news from this morning, Felix Bautista on the IL. What does that mean for the Orioles, for this team? Are they cursed? They're the baseball gods against the birds. We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
As Cano was going through that inning, Bautista sent message that he was going to be unavailable today. So something didn't feel right. So we shut him down, which then put Selby in the game. Otherwise, it would have been Dominguez in the eighth, and then with the idea of Bautista in the ninth.
Did you get any indication of what that was for Bautista?
No, we'll have more information by tomorrow.
No.
Played cash fully today. Threw it, looked great, you know, in the pregame work and everything that he does. Everything was normal. So definitely not expected.
So that's Tony Manzalino after the game informing the media that Felix Bautista was feeling a little shoulder discomfort, and so they shut him down. And today, they put him on the 15-day injured list with that right shoulder discomfort. By the way, Orioles and Guardians tied at 3. Game, I think, is in the top of the 7th inning. But more importantly, Felix Bautista, who was a guy that, Jason, we've talked about on the show, the Orioles should have been looking to get a haul for him in the trade deadline, and now
here's the problem. Here's the problem. Because he's never proactive, because even he went out of his way to say that the Rays brought the entire Baker thing to him. He doesn't even know what this guy's worth, because he didn't start selling like he should have started selling, or at least marketing like he should have started marketing weeks ago. So he has no idea what he could have got for Felix Bautista. And that's a shame, because if he had started, it might have been enough that, you know what I mean? Someone might have kept throwing stuff at him until the point where Felix Bautista is hurt yesterday in somebody else's uniform. But when you are never progressive, when you procrastinate to a fault, when your default is the baseball gods will sort it out for us and we'll just wait. And the only reason they made the Baker trade is because they were willing to just take a draft pick for him. And, well, you got to trade draft picks before the draft.
Then Tampa called them.
You have this many pieces to move. And you are as prone to inactivity and stupidity as this front office is, then, I mean, color me not surprised at all. Because what have I been saying all along? You need to get ahead of some of this.
Well, Jason, we need to mention that important part of the Baker trade. He told us that the Rays were aggressive in making that deal, and that's how that deal got done, not the Orioles being aggressive.
No. Why would he want to find out what controllable assets are worth while he's the third to fifth worst team in the major leagues the last 13 months?
Well, now, obviously, he's off the trade market to be Captain Obvious. And Tony Manzalino said that he's going to undergo an MRI. So now you're just hoping for the best when it comes to Felix Bautista.
And but that's also why I wanted them to be progressive about trying to trade him. Because it always felt to me like, hey, the velo is still down, and the splitty doesn't look like the splitty, and he might never be the same.
But it was especially so in his last appearance, and that was Sunday in Tampa, and that was his first game in which he pitched in 10 days. Obviously, the All-Star break was in the middle of that. But he threw a season-high 34 pitches. The velo was down, season average was down close to a mile and a half.
He couldn't command the fastball or the splitter. Caminero bailed him out at the end, but he was nowhere near the strike zone.
No, he looked completely off.
And he was throwing so downhill. It looked to me almost like his release point was up, and the trajectory of the ball, the follow-through, was awkwardly straight down. Like, nothing passed my eye test in real time.
No, I completely agree. And because Monday and Tuesday were kind of just debacles for this ball club, they didn't really need him. And he was getting up for a possible situation last night. Didn't feel right. But anytime you hear shoulder, elbow with a pitcher, MRI for anything, you get concerned.
Today's game, Orioles trying to avoid the sweep as they lost again last night. They did have a 3-0 lead after one, and we've seen this movie before with the Orioles. We're now in the seventh. They have not scored again. Charlie Morton did give them six, giving up three runs. Mm-hmm. Quality start, so maybe they aggressively try to peddle Charlie Morton.
41-year-olds do get hurt.
Yes, they do. They
like,
do.
He just had elbow tendonitis and had to get pushed back a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. So, but, you know, nothing ever matters around here. Nothing matters. It's never go time. There should never be a sense of urgency. You should never react to any of the data points that happen in the real world, because in your ulterior universe with your calculators, you've got it all figured out. So don't let this get in the way of your parables. Do not let reality get in the way of the BS you sell your fans and you sell your billionaire overlord.
Hey, they got a floppy hat giveaway tomorrow night, so that's a big deal. Ramon Laureano homered again today. He's got 14, another guy that you might be looking to trade.
It'd be a gong show not to trade him.
By the way, Gunnar Henderson just singled with two outs in the seventh, so the Orioles now lead 4-3, getting their first run since that three-run
like
run.
For the people who are like, oh, well, Laureano's cheap next year. If you can't find fourth outfielders, you should not be running a baseball team. But, like, Laureano's not going to – go find him doing this in the last 4 years.
He's having a career year. Like, it's one of his best years of his career.
No. You do nothing but draft college outfielders? No, Laureano's got to go.
Tyler O'Neill, two hits today.
Who cares?
Hey, maybe you can peddle him now. Yeah, multi-hit game. Yeah. His first since COVID. Hey, Kobe.
Still stuck on 11 RBIs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Kobe Mayo got in the lineup today.
Wonder how long he'll be stuck.
Yeah, it's going to be stuck for a minute. But two hits is two hits, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Two knocks. And they let Kobe Mayo play today because they faced a lefty.
He hasn't gotten on base yet.
No, he's not. So he's going to
be riding the pine.
He'll be sitting for a week.
He might get benched. I don't know if he's going to get another at bat.
He got on base four times the prior game, and they didn't play him the next game.
He needed to get five.
Yeah, that's bum.
Thank you.
You're on to something there. But Orioles now lead the Guardians 4-3. Still batting in the seventh inning. Guardians are changing pitchers. Gunnar Henderson, a two-out RBI base hit, gives the Orioles the lead in this one. Gunnar's base hit scored Austin Jackson, who had doubled Jordan Westberg, who walked, went to third base. So, actually, Jordan Westberg, I think, got a base hit. Apologies. No, yeah. Walked.
It doesn't matter. They're up 4-3. The season's over.
Yeah, he walked.
Trade Batista, and they still have an idiot general manager.
The catcher went to third on a sack fly. That's how he got to third base. Anyway. Coming up next.
And they threw Kobe Mayo a bone today. We'll see if he gets all nine innings.
He won't play again until
the
deadline.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Unless it's written in Lombardi Leviticus 59-59.
Well, that's football, Jason. Yeah. This is baseball.
I'm on to football.
Yeah, well.
Because the meaningful baseball has been over for a long time.
It's good you are, because coming up next, Lamar Jackson spoke to the media. How about we make this a little purple rain? We'll hear from Lamar Jackson speaking for the first time at training camp. What do you have to say? You'll hear it next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.